to the four corners of my reality. My beloved husband, Stephen Schiff. My chosen brothers. My rock, Kevin Uvain. And my life's exegete, Herschel Goldfield. And always and forever, my son, S-O-N, and son, S-U-N, Samson Day. Introduction. The audiobook you have just begun, my seventh, has been more than 10 years in the making. I have workshopped and tested it through countless sessions with thousands of my students. It is the next step in the Practical Intuition program, the next step in applying intuition to your life, your business, and your understanding of the world. The next step in creating effective change. I call this study the prism. It begins with an understanding of how intuition, mobile attention, and its active brother healing, directed intention, can utilize what is commonly called spirit in a practical way, producing evidence-based results and affording you the opportunity to make a life-changing impact on the world around you. There's a lot of mystification out there about spirit, about oneness, about experiencing one's union with the universal mind, the highest good, source, Atman, call it what you will. But spirit is simply energy. The human structure that creates what you experience as part of that energy is the ego. The ego has been much maligned in spiritual practices. Yet it is the ego and its adaptable yet precise structure that allows us to channel spirit and create physical forms and events. The rudiments of ego formation take place from the moment of our conception up until the age of 6 or 7, dictated by our genetics, our caretakers, and our caretakers' own lives and fortunes. That early ego structure then informs who we become, our vision, our choices, what we attract, our physical and psychosocial development, and how we experience our world. Distortions and limitations creep in long before we have the tools to understand them, disprove the fallacies, or do anything about them. Fortunately, we're not stuck in that situation. As adults, we can use intuition, healing, and awareness to restructure the ego. When you restructure the ego, you recreate your life. Spiritual practices can result in experiences that are subjective and ephemeral. But the approach I outline in this book will guide you to a practice that is lasting, durable, and evidence-based. You will decide on the results you want, and the achievement of those goals will provide evidence that this new approach is working. For many years, my online community has been using the tools I have developed through the Practical Intuition books and teachings, and the results have provided abundant and persuasive proof that humans can manifest opportunities in the outer world by restructuring their inner resources and then reconnecting to the world through these new structures. In the recording that follows, you will find exercises that will further your understanding and spur your progress. Try them. Make them your own. This is not just a book to read and absorb. It is a book to do. I want my listeners to use it day by day, hands-on, just as I do, just as my students do. In time, you will find your life and your being transformed, seemingly without effort. Take this book as a user's manual for the human being, an active journey through self that demonstrates your remarkable ability to repair the damage done in your own creation, and in doing so, manifest a reality of your own design.